Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
First and foremost, talking about BlackRifleCoffee.com. Oh, you see D'Anthony wearing the windbreakers all the time. Those are new. Those are out. They might be getting close to sold out. But don't worry, they always restock real soon. That's why you need to join the Coffee Club of the Month program. An email gets sent to you with all the new gear, all the new fucking coffee, all that shit, right to your inbox once a month, and then you can jump on it. Even I was like, fuck it, I gotta order the windbreaker before everybody else. If you go to our Instagram, we're always wearing, you know, Bison Union shit and Black Rifle Coffee shit all the time. And you can go to @STJames if you want, and peruse it. So we're always wearing the gear, man. We love it. And the coffee's the finest in the land. They got beans, grounded or whole, K-cups, you name it, man. Best in the biz coffee-wise. Black Rifle Coffee is now the number one e-commerce coffee company in the world. Subscribe, man. It saves you about $4 in that long trip to Costco. Go to blackriflecoffee.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS20 for 20% off. Next up, we got ghostbed.com/DRINKINBROS. Man, the deals that they are giving people are just fucking amazing, man. If you're military or first responder, which is 80% of our audience, current, 15% off. You get 15% off of every single product, mattresses included, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. I don't know any other company that's doing that. I don't know any other company that is giving you 36 months, no interest, pay-as-you-go program. Look, we know a mattress is a big ticket item. I don't know who else is doing that. We all have these goddamn things because we love them. They've been a sponsor for close to 2 years because we love Ghostbed. Their pillows are amazing. Look, if you're a civilian, just a regular person like myself, you can get $100 off a classic mattress, $200 off the Ghost Lux, and the bundle packages are still around, $799 for the adjustable base and the bed, but that is only good for one. I know everybody was trying to use extra, myself included. They said, Ross, we love you, but not that much. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get your mattress. Next up, we've got ExpressVPN.com. They are back. They are back on the show. Thank God. A lot of people were asking us about this, man. Like, hey, can we get these guys back on the show so we can get the promo code and discount? Yes, we can, and they're back. ExpressVPN is it's the app company, man, that rests just in the back of your phone, your tablets, your computers, and it protects you from fucking getting hacked, man, from people stealing your shit. Look, cybercrime is fucking real. It happens all the time. People steal your data and all that other shit. It's happened to me, fuck, man, I want to say 4 times in the last, like, 6 months. Because I got a new computer, and I didn't get ExpressVPN, and I was like, shit, man. I got it now, and everything's fine. But, yeah, man, somebody hacked into my fucking Amazon account. Tried to fucking order a guitar. I found out who it was, but fuck them. ExpressVPN will prevent that. So, look, ever since I popped them back in the background, I'm fine. I've been good. Look, it's only $7 a month at expressvpn.com/drinkingbros, dude. That's the new one. Because, look, everybody was buying this before. So go to ExpressVPN /drinkingbros. ExpressVPN.com/drinkingbros. 3 months free with a year package. That's why I keep saying it. 3 months free, 1 year. Go there now. Forget about it. All you do is buy the goddamn thing, $7 a month, put it in the background. Look, if it doesn't work after 30 days, they'll give you your money back. So they really don't give a shit. But big fan of these guys. Glad they're back on. Welcome back, expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. And obviously you can use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out, but we're glad they're back. Last but not least, we got Bison Union. Saving them for last for a reason, man. Burt Koontz was out in LA. I fucking love Burt Koontz. He's going to be on a few of our shows here coming up because we recorded a bunch of people in LA. Greatest dude on the planet, man. Again, everybody keeps asking where we're wearing these hats and all this shit from our Instagram. From mine and Dan and, you know, from the Drinking Bros Instagram and all that stuff. It's Bison Union. We wear their shit religiously. And I'm such a gigantic fan of it that I'm grateful that they have sponsors. And, I got a chance to sit down with Burt in L.A. and say, hey, man, how is your company doing? Because it seems like you're selling out of shit all the time. And he's like, dude, it's blowing up. That's why you had to move to Wyoming and leave the show. Because the company was taking off, and we're fine with it. Obviously, we want all of our friends to be gajillionaires. So we got a chance to chat with him in LA, man. He's doing great. The company's doing great. Go to bisonunion.com. This is all of our shit that we're wearing is literally bisonunion.com. You can use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. They get hoodies, long sleeve tees, short sleeve tees. Belt buckles, coffee. Their coffee, by the way, because everybody's been asking. They see it online. They're like, dude, it's Black Rifle Piss. No, Black Rifle is helping them with their coffee. So it's a 50-50 joint venture for Bison Union, man. And they're running a special blend together with those guys. And the boots are amazing. So go to bisonunion.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. It's good all the time across the board.
Oh boy!
What do you mean, oh boy?
Oh boy!
What do you mean, oh boy?
You haven't done shit. The sunglasses on for this show today.
Why?
Jared.
Because of the haters?
No, because Charlie Classic is back,
and he's excited. Shining bright like a diamond.
Carlos Classico is back on the show.
Hello,
Classico.
So here's the thing. This is an honesty, Jared. You know more people than probably anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
Okay.
Whoever you meet, you become friends with, they come into our lives, we're forced to deal with their chaos, and then move on as if nothing ever happened. Charlie comes on and immediately talks about one of your friends getting 100 stitches in his asshole.
Right.
That story I've never, ever been able to shake out of my mind. I went ahead
and
put on the sunglasses.
Worry about, though? It's not about the stitches in the asshole that you got to worry about. It's about the staples.
Yeah.
When you got to get staples in your asshole, then it's a fucking bad day.
I feel like you've been here before.
I mean, I've not necessarily. I never received staples in mine, but I've given them.
Were you a Boy Scout, too?
Yeah.
Oh boy,
he was actually Catholic. So why staples or stitches? If you're getting a needle or any kind of device put near your asshole, I feel like that's a bad day.
It could be a good day depending upon, you know, who's the giver in that situation?
Like that guy in Bone Tomahawk, he had a worse day than that guy.
He did. He did.
Yeah. They went all the way through.
When you came on the show, it was one of the biggest shows of all time because, I mean, it was the most disgusting show of all time.
Well, thank you.
This one is obviously going to be the same.
Oh, okay.
What ended up happening to the guy who got 100 stitches in his asshole?
Well, I mean, what's funny is he came back the next day, which is just dedication.
Wow.
Yeah. Is he going full diaper?
No, he was told to stay in bed and stay wrapped up, but he just took it off, put a Speedo back on, and was back at it.
No way.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he's known for dressing like a bloody tampon all the time. Yeah.
Oh,
so like
God.
The dude is a savage.
Which is can we say his name?
His name is Art.
Art, just Art.
Art, yeah.
A-R-T.
Yeah, A-R-T.
Look at that. Well, yeah. everything he's doing is art. Where were you at? You just flew in, and you said you were at the... Were you at the Sausage Castle again?
Yeah, I was at the Sausage Castle again this weekend. You know, just questioning my own existence.
For 4 days?
For 4 days. Four entire days of debauchery.
What was the most fucked up thing you saw down there?
Oh, Jesus. Let me recap. It was either the two people having sex in the mud and rolling into the swamp area where I know that there is like
You mean the asshole? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No. Oh, sorry.
No,
it's fine. I think we were all expecting it, so I think the heavy stuff's gonna come down for a while. I think you're fine.
But they're banging next to a swamp that we've told them multiple times there's gators in, and there's at least a 12-foot gator in this one swamp, and we're like, don't have sex near the swamp. I'm pretty sure we put that in writing in the brochure, you know, and they're having sex next to it, and they end up rolling into a bunch of ashtrays that we have set up for people, you know, cigarettes out in, and it spills all over them. And the funny thing is, they just keep going. Like, there's no there's no stopping. I mean, in the heat of the moment, You know what I'm saying? And they're banging outside, and that's.
But this is in front of everyone.
I mean, it was me and like three other people who were walking by.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not like in front of ever a crowd.
But you guys stopped to watch, right? So there's technically four.
I'm not
going
to not stop to watch that. People get eaten by a gator covered in cigarettes. I'm watching that.
Yeah.
As long as they sign the
Do you step in if they start getting eaten by a gator?
No. What are you going to do?
Because I want to know if the gator has a certain taste. You know, I want to know if that gator's going to be like, not today. Not today. These people are covered in cigarettes. Not today. I want to know if that gator has standards.
Fuck.
I watched a gator rip another gator's arm off one time and eat it, so I don't think they have taste at all.
No. Really? Yeah. I've seen that video you showed me.
It's amazing.
I was shocked by it. I was like, oh, fuck. All right.
This guy's just like, so it's an attendant of a gator farm or whatever the fuck. And for some reason, I don't know if this is common practice. Maybe it is, but he just threw like a big pile of raw chicken out there. And one of the gators just saw it out of the corner of his eye and turned around a little bit, grabbed something, and then started spinning and then swallowed it, right? Yeah. Well, it wasn't chicken. Yeah. It was the gator next to him's arm. Just ripped that motherfucker's arm off, dude.
Yeah.
And ate it, swallowed it, and that was the end of it.
He thought that it was a piece of chicken and ripped the arm off and ate it.
A 12-foot gator eating two people having sex looks and sounds like.
Oh boy,
that's
I bet it's loud.
Tell you what it doesn't sound like. Doesn't sound like fucking your own cat.
Yeah,
someone's in a lot of heat for that one
also,
right now.
Also, doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Was there somebody with Tourette's?
Wait. Oh yes, there was someone with Tourette's.
Oh, we're still on that. I wanted to go to the cat fucking. But
hang on. Yeah.
So,
I overheard it in the other room, and I was like, "Man, is that real? Or were you guys around?"
This weekend, I walked in as for some reason, my buddy Mike. He just midgets home to him, like moths to a flame. For some reason,
midgets, the humans.
Mike,
right.
You mean Busey?
Yeah, Mike Busey. Okay. Like, midgets just come to him for some reason, like he's some kind of circus ringleader. But
he's the Pied Piper of little people.
Of little people, yeah.
I like that. Can you imagine building a little people army? Can you imagine that?
That's the scariest thing I've ever
There's
heard
a guy
of.
That did it one time.
He'd be taken out by a lawnmower.
His name
is
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka, yeah.
And he's an American hero, goddammit.
Wonderful man.
He's like... No matter how well equipped they are, I mean, one riding lawnmower and you're done.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true though.
Nothing you can do.
That's true.
So what happened?
Well,
he blasts one of these little fuckers.
Two of them are guys, and one of them is a girl, and she's a very attractive midget. Which is, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's kind of hard to accomplish. It sometimes
it's rare.
And she found a kind of attractive guy to have sex with, but apparently he has Tourette's, which is not a horrible thing. It doesn't hurt your looks.
No.
Tourette's doesn't, you know, physically harm
you. I've banged a number of retarded women, and they would look fine.
Really? What kind of retardation, though?
I don't know what it was.
Couldn't pinpoint? Was it physical or mental?
Both.
Oh, but it wasn't. What was the physical?
No, it wasn't physical retardation. No.
All right,
like you couldn't tell from looking. But then
I had a girlfriend with a dorsal fin.
That's not true. Then I talked to her afterwards, and I knew for sure. I was like, "Ooh, shit!
No way!
I may have just committed a crime right here."
So what happened when the guy with Tourette's is fucking this midget?
So I didn't think anything of it till I'm walking past the door, and you just hear fuck, 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 shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this bathroom? And I just open the door because we take all the locks off the doors.
Right.
So no one can fuck in the bathroom during the parties because the doors will be locked all night long. And I just like wedge the door open and I see the most awkward position of a midget up on a shower, like leaned up with her feet on the side of the shower. And this dude just railing her while she's against the wall. And all of his tics are going off because he's in the heat of the moment.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And his arm is just like kind of like, I don't know how to, it looks like he's dabbing, but like not near his head. His arm's just going like this because of one of his tics while he's fucking this midget.
Oh my God.
And it's just so funny to me when you think to yourself, you're like, have I seen it all? And then you're like, I did see a guy with Tourette's banging a midget screaming. And he was just saying the most random words, talking about lunch and all kinds of different shit.
Did he finish?
I didn't stay to watch. I mean, it's not like I was going to stand there and watch the whole thing.
Why not? Yeah, I would go to completion. I know Jared would. You would go to completion.
I would
go
get a chair and one of those little mini tables that you set up for like for dinner.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
watch
yeah,
TV
yeah.
And shit.
Like the TV tray?
Yeah,
TV
yeah.
Tray,
TV
yeah.
Dinner.
So I would go,
with the tray,
I'd roll a table
chair
up and I would fucking cross my legs and read the newspaper, but I would look right over the top of the newspaper.
Periodically.
Periodically, like still yeah. Happening, yeah. Let me know when you're going to wrap that up.
You get. I just need to see something fucked up for a second, and then it's in my memory forever. You guys want it burned in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. For sure. Are you dating anybody? Did they let you, like, did she let you go to the Sausage Castle knowing what goes on
Oh,
there?
Yeah. My girl met me when I was living at the Sausage Castle.
Ah, there it is.
So
there it is.
She's
part
used
of the
to
package.
It. Yeah, yeah, she's used to
How
it.
How long have
so
you guys been together now?
3 years.
God
oh,
damn,
shit. That's
dude.
A long
yeah.
time.
Yeah. 3 years, yeah.
So she's into it then, too, right?
No, she hates it.
Oh,
she
does. She
won't go there.
What the fuck?
She doesn't want to see people shitting on each other's chest and
oh, I don't
want
to do that.
And like, you know, tasing each other in the buttholes. And
that
see
I would
that.
Like to see the shit
part, that's
part not
of life.
So much, but tasing I want to see.
Oh yeah, you guys are more than welcome to come. I've told you guys this
know,
multiple times. JT, I've been waiting for you guys to come
but
forever.
I mean, it's scary.
It,
to me.
Is it? You said how you told us to come on Halloween though.
Halloween's the best time to come.
Okay, and why is that?
Because
explain
you can
to
wear
audience.
A mask and no one will know you were ever there.
Ah,
oh, like fucking you know Tom Cruise style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vanilla Sky yeah. kind of shit. You know?
No, not Vanilla Sky.
So can you wear like a Jason
what
mask?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, Vanilla Sky.
No, what's the
He's
other
wearing
one
half a mask. Eyes Wide Shut's
Eyes
the other
wide
one.
Eyes Wide Shut, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I was thinking of, yeah.
So could you wear like a Jason mask, a full hockey mask, and walk around and just get your dick sucked by porn stars and all that other shit?
Yeah, you don't even have to ask.
Really?
Yeah. You guys should also come on Veterans Day if you want that.
Can they give free blowjobs, right?
Free blowjobs on Veterans Day.
Can I wear a mask then, too?
Well, 100%. There's some guys who come on Veterans Day and wear like ski masks.
I think
really?
You should show up in Class A's. Just for the photos that leak.
I'll wear Class A's in a mask, but I'll wear some like famous general's name tape or something.
It was funny because we give out free lunch, free haircuts, and free blowjobs to vets on Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And one guy, he was
Who
like, "Can we
line for
he
the
was like,
haircut?
Can we just knock?" Yeah. He was like, "Can we just knock this all out at once?" So he got a blowjob while getting a haircut and eating his barbecue. And he's like, "I gotta go." So he got a blowjob while getting his haircut and eating his barbecue.
And that
we
man's
like,
name
that guy.
Was Robert Kraft.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You want to talk about being efficient? That's
hey,
it.
Hey, he's a billionaire. He's got shit to do,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, I understand it.
I want to go back to this week's controversy on the internet.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
This cat fucking.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Because God forbid we get out of here without talking about cat fucking.
We're taking this motherfucker to cat court. If we found someone
meow,
deserving
meow.
Of cat court, we finally found him. What's his name?
His name is Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson.
Oh, that guy's fucking massive. He's got a huge podcast.
He's following,
huge, huge YouTube
but they
channel.
Pulled that clip. I showed you that clip. He literally just goes, all right, I got to go, guys. Muffins is in the covers, and we're going to have crazy cat sex. And now it's, oh, my God, Shane Dawson's trying to fuck his cat. It's like a fucking 10-year-old video.
Yeah, and like two or three, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Honestly, that cat's been fucked.
He still
was.
Had like scene hair at the time. Like it was like over one eye. Like,
scene hair.
So I'm gonna look this up. What was the eventual fallout
of
this?
Just look Shane Dawson's cat.
It's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
It's in the midst of it right now. It's like.
Like they're talking about taking down his YouTube channel and all this stuff.
You know, it's funny, man. This guy's been like a lightning rod for controversy. I don't think, because I saw this video where he said he's just going to go have sex with his cat.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It cuts to black and then it's like, meow.
I mean, it's like, why doesn't anybody do a bunch of articles on us? Like,
yeah, I know. We could use
Drinking Bros. We're shit of all time. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking a human dog for 12 minutes straight.
We had two strangers who had never met fuck live on air. I don't understand.
We also, like, 2 weeks ago talked about fucking dolphins' blowholes, too. I mean,
that would be so.
But dolphins
soft.
Are rapists, so maybe that's why anyone gave a shit about that.
I don't know. I don't know why there's a disconnect there. Why is it such a big deal that he makes a joke for fucking 1 second
and that's,
about banging his cat?
But it's the same thing. I mean, like James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, he got pulled for making tweets, you know, 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, longer.
Well, he's back now, though, right?
Yeah,
they reinstated him.
Because Disney was finally like, we don't care if you make horrible tweets. We need you.
We need that. We need another $1 billion, so please come make this movie.
His character was the best character in Thor anyway.
In what?
James Gunn?
James Gunn's the director.
Yeah.
He's the writer-director.
Yeah, but didn't he also play the rock guy?
Fuck.
In Ragnarok?
I have no idea.
What? Is that not him?
I heard no.
No. Right. No.
Maybe it's not him.
Jesus Christ.
No, it was the director of Thor Ragnarok.
I can't even get into this. I do want to interrupt you here. So Shane Dawson did issue an apology?
Yes, he did.
So he said,
I wouldn't.
So I'm sorry for what I said about my cat. I'm sorry for what I said about anything or anyone that was offensive. I'm sorry for being someone who thought being super offensive and shocking all the time was funny. I'm sorry for my past. But I'm really ready to make it right. I feel like without my past, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I wouldn't be able to grow and spend my energy on things that actually mean something. This has been the best 2 years of my life. And it's because I've been able to drop the act and be myself. I'm sorry for not doing this sooner. Here's what's remarkable about this. He has 8 million followers on Twitter. This was liked 111,000 times on his Twitter feed.
That is the most basic
fucking video I've ever seen. It's not really offensive whatsoever. Yeah,
it would have been like, who cares?
I could make 25 cat fucking jokes. Like,
I know.
Right now.
I could go on all day.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of a couple right now.
Yeah, exactly. Look, you're the one fucking this cat. I'm just holding the legs.
Listen, I'm ready to turn my cat into dick mitten.
Dick mitten. That's a good one. And you got to make sure that you wrap them in duct tape so they don't explode, right?
God damn. Because
they're small.
Man.
Cats are small. And you and I have small dogs too, so we know.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part about owning a cat is? Getting fancy feast out of your urethra. Yeah. That's the worst part.
Boy. You know, we haven't had too many ads banned on this show. One of them was about a dog. It was a dog company.
Oh,
Bark
yeah,
Box.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
Bark
you guys
Box.
Got Bark Box
we,
taken away?
Well, yeah.
they pull out?
Well, we didn't pull out, and that was their problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I just said, look, I made a Michael that Vick joke good. About the Bark
oh, yeah.
Box, and I got a phone call saying, hey, we need to make good. We need to make good. And I'm like, the fuck is a make good? And they were like, you can't say that to the advertiser. You got to give them a free read.
No, we don't.
And I was like, no, they can just keep the money. We're good. We're good on that. So we let him have the money. That was one of the only times somebody got offended by something.
Hey, when you give us the free rate, when you say I don't care how you advertise,
yeah.
Just hold on.
Yeah, buckle
yeah,
the there, fuck
I,
up.
I got to tell
on.
You, there's 400 hours of this shit on the internet that you can go listen to. If you don't know what it is, that's your fucking fault, not ours.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad you didn't Google search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Sorry. Just we posted Casey Anthony on Mother's Day. Sorry. We did that. Sorry we posted Woody Allen on Father's Day. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, he married his stepdaughter. Nobody had a better Father's Day than that motherfucker.
really? I didn't know that story.
Do you think they celebrate their anniversary? Do you think they celebrate Father's Day?
Yeah, is that like a really, is that a very sexual day in the Allen house?
It was, so it's their Asian
well,
adopted
what?
Daughter.
You
like,
know what, though? I mean,
with me
here's the thing. She didn't have to change her last name.
No, she didn't. You're right. It was already his, so yeah. they're good to go there.
It was like, oh, man, this was easy. No
Do you
trip.
Even have to go down to City Hall for something
That's
like
some
that,
Alabama like. Logic right there, brother.
Hey, it really
I'm
is.
From
is.
Alabama. Whoa, and Nelly
look,
down.
Look at you.
Yeah, exactly. White trash and all.
I love that you guys made a worse joke than me on Father's Day. That makes me feel good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was yours?
I just posted Chris Benoit and said Father of the Year.
Oh, that's pretty bad. That's a murder-suicide joke.
Yeah,
right there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
I like that one,
but, you know.
I guess you could do Phil Hartman's wife on Mother's Day then.
Boy. I finally watched the doc on that. I haven't seen it. Yeah, I finally watched it. It was The Last 24.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is super sick and obese. When you, or not obese, but just obscene when you really think about it, where you're like, all right, so you're just going to trace the last 24 hours with doctors mm-hmm. and determine how they died, why they died, what time, all of that shit. And then piece it back together and relive it with them and their loved ones for the last 24 hours of their life. And I got hooked on these fucking things.
Yeah.
And Phil Hartman was one. And I didn't know that story where she had fucking taken the shotgun, fucking blew him away.
Yeah.
And then drove to a stuntman's house that she was fucking and was just like, hey, I just killed my husband. And he's like, what? And then she went home. There was a standoff there. And then she blew her head off inside the house, and the kids were sleeping in the other room.
Yeah, they're
and
very
it was super dark, and I didn't know anything about
they're
that.
They're very deep either. Sleepers. To sleep through two shotgun rounds, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Wake up, kids, and do something.
I mean, they probably were used to some hard partying and stuff out there. So.
I mean, granted, I'm a hard sleeper. I slept through one of my girlfriends moving out, and she took the couch. She moved an entire couch.
Were you on the couch?
No.
Man, that would be amazing.
That's same impressive. Room, though.
Impressive.
Yeah. How funny would it be to wake up in another house on the same couch, and she's like, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Did you know she was going to move out?
No.
Oh, so no. She didn't even tell you.
She moved
you.
Everything out while I was asleep. I woke up and
Who's
everything
better
was
at breaking up with people, males or females?
Oh. Ooh.
Males.
You think?
Yeah. I'd have to say males, yeah.
Yeah.
You think women are better at breaking up than men?
I don't know. That's why I'm curious. I'm presenting the question.
I think men can turn off that care switch real quick.
Big time.
Like, we could just turn
off
the
care switch.
And
as soon as we do, it's like there's 50% on each side of caring. And when we turn that care switch off, theirs goes up all the way to 100. Right. You know what I mean? It's weird. And all of a sudden, they're driving across the country to knock on your bedroom window. And
That
definitely didn't happen to me.
Yeah, women will put a pipe bomb under your car.
That's fine. I've had a good run.
Yeah, that's all Dan is into.
I can't deal with a normal woman anymore.
No.
If they're not crazy, I don't want anything to do with it.
And that's true.
Ladies out there.
Yeah.
If Dan is single, and
if you got a mental illness out
you
there,
you have a case of the crazy.
Like I said, I banged a couple of retards lately. So
I know. And you still, whether or not you knew they were physically or mentally, that one's gonna haunt me forever. What's the worst shit you've ever done, Charlie?
Like in life?
Yeah,
what's
women-wise?
The worst shit you're about to admit to the public?
I thought you were just going as
in
life.
Done.
I was period. I was like, this is going to take a while.
So two things happened to me. Here's why I asked this, right? Where you just don't know about people. I'm not going to say who this was, but in the last 48 hours, somebody said they killed somebody in a bar. And they went into the entire story, and I was like, oh, fuck, we know this person. Can't say who it is.
Yeah.
Another person, can't say who it is, said they were involved in a drive-by shooting. And they'd killed multiple people. And they got away with it and what state it was and everything else. And I was like, holy fucking shit. So what's the most fucked up thing you've ever done?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on while Ross gets subpoenaed right now.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know if I can top that. This is the worst thing you've ever done is not telling anybody.
Here's the thing. So that's what in the last story I just said. We were playing that song in the car, and I described the story. Somebody in the car said, and there was a lot of people, somebody in the car said, hey, I've fucking, we've all murdered somebody. And I was like, no, I haven't. I haven't murdered somebody.
And you
somebody.
Want to badly.
You're the one that's
I want to badly,
out.
And I go, yo, how did you murder somebody? And he was like, oh, man, stupid kid shit, whatever. And I was like, no, it's not stupid kid shit.
Boys will be boys.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Murder.
Like, what was it? And he goes, Florida. And I was like, as soon as he said Florida, I go, God damn it, I knew. And he goes, I was a white kid, grew up in a black neighborhood, a lot of gangs. He was like, I've been shot at. You shoot people. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
And he goes, police don't come down there, so they don't want to fucking deal with it. And he goes,
It's just kind of what I did. And I was like, normal, upstanding dude. And I was, he was just like, I was just happy to get the fuck out of there at the end, you know?
Yeah.
And he said he had had a hard life and everything. So I was like, hey, goddamn.
Dog eat dog.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it was actually Beto O'Rourke that told us that story.
You heard it here first.
That's why he changed his name from Robert, you know? Yeah, Robert O'Rourke killed a bunch of people.
Have I ever told you guys about the Christmas special education play?
No.
That's probably the worst thing I've ever done.
What'd you do?
So when I worked at the strip club, as a surprise for all of us making our numbers.
This is the one in Tennessee where we're going to shoot the thing with VET TV?
In Nashville.
Yeah.
So as our meeting our quota and getting our numbers up, they said that they were all going to let us off on a night, and they had gotten us free tickets to a play for me and a couple of the employees and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. So we all had a couple of drinks at a bar before we went to this play. It was just a Christmas play that was going on a couple weeks before Christmas. So we go out to the bar. I get pretty sloshed. So did a couple of other people, and a couple of the strippers decide to come with us, and they are completely shit-faced drunk. Walk in. We sit up in the upper balcony, and I've never felt so bad. It's probably the worst thing I've done in my life because I was laughing, yet crying because I felt so bad at the same time. The play we went to while I was intoxicated, laughing my ass off, was a play, mentally handicapped children were reenacting A Christmas Story.
Oh, no.
I kept it together so long until they got to the scene at the end when a bunch of handicapped children walked out dressed as Chinese people and started going, fra-rah-rah-rah, fra-rah-rah-rah, fra-rah-rah-rah.
So they did the whole Christmas Story movie.
Wow. The entire movie. And I lost my mind into the bleachers, lost my fucking mind laughing, and I felt so horrible.
Who put this on, a school, or was this like...
It was the special education, like, school. Like,
holy shit.
They put this whole
How
together.
How the fuck do you go from getting released early from a strip club to getting drunk to ending up at a fucking school?
This is my fucking life.
Jesus
This
Christ.
Is my fucking life.
Who did you know in school
So
there?
My manager got the tickets, and when I got back, and I'm like, you're an asshole, because I was shit-faced. I was going to laugh. Parents were staring at me. People were yelling shit. I felt like such a piece of shit, but I could not stop laughing at mentally handicapped children dressed Chinese going fa-rah-rah-rah. Couldn't stop.
Oh, boy.
And then he looks at me, and he goes, I knew that'd fuck you up. He did it as a joke.
So the whole thing
was... The whole thing was a joke.
Oh, boy. Boy, wow. God bless him. By the way, they're playing this Christmas Eve and
in Nashville, Tennessee. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
This time they're going to do Batman Begins this time.
Where is he? Where is he?
I wonder if I say go see that again.
Oh my.
Could you imagine?
Your friend's an asshole, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Big time.
We talked earlier about on another show about imagining Matthew McConaughey as Dallas Buyers Club.
All the time.
That thin.
Oh, the
on AIDS playing like normal characters like Failure to Launch and things like that. Imagine Christian Bale from like The Machinist playing Batman. Just that gaunt, weighing 126 pounds. Just.
He has an affinity for Triscuits the whole movie.
Christian Bale at 126, just frail.
Look at him, Charlie.
Just look at him. One more. Charlie. I am the Batman, Charlie.
Just Just a nice 126-pound Christian Bale playing Batman, hunched over. Like, the suit's baggy. It's super fucking baggy and, like, dragging behind him. None of the shit works because it won't fit on his wrist.
He's got a limp.
Yeah. None of the shit works. It's like the belt's baggy. It's dragging behind him. He's just hooked into a block because it's just dragging behind him. Oh. And he just keeps telling Alfred he doesn't think he can make it to the scene. Oh, I don't think I can do this tonight. Oh.
Push, I can't.
Just give me a Triscuit. Oh.
God.
I think that's the greatest game in the world, is just picturing actors like super dramatic in other roles where you're just like, ugh.
You know what my favorite thing to do is? I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. You ever seen the movie Death to Smoochie?
Oh, yeah.
What, okay,
fucking
this
Ed
is
Norton. That's a great movie.
This is the best thing to do ever, okay? Because everybody's seen the movie Death to Smoochie, right? Yep. Okay, so you know that what happens in the movie. Mm-hmm. All right, this is what you do. You get super stoned and you watch American History X, and then you watch Death to Smoochie. So it looks like he was a Nazi, and then he got his life together, and he became a child entertainer, and then he became a Nazi again.
Oh, fuck.
It'll fuck with your head, man.
That's great, actually. Just cut it together.
Pairing movies together, like,
it'll fuck with your head.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what happened to the Blues Clues guy. I haven't seen him around lately. You think he's a Nazi?
No, but one of those.
Steve?
Yeah.
One of the prominent ones, those child figures, had sex with a young girl. God damn it. I think he was like Grover or something, like on Sesame Street, where it was just like, hey. And she was like 17. Yeah. It was super questionable. And
like the puppet?
Yeah.
The puppet had sex with that
voiceover, and like they had to get rid of him. That was news for a long time, where you're just like, cool. If you're fucking around with children shit that long,
yeah,
eventually that's gonna cross over into your real life.
Oh yeah,
you can't hang out like that, dude. I watched that fucking Mr. Rogers doc the other night.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that was actually good.
It was good, but it's there's still an element where you're just like, man, why did you care that much about children over and over and over again? Like his kids, and look, they were normal when they interviewed him and shit, but it was just like, what was it? What was the final thing? You know.
Yeah. I don't even trust anyone that's nice to me on a day-to-day basis. Like, if somebody comes up and says something nice to me, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. What do you want, bitch?
Yeah. It's weird. No. It's weird, right?
That's why all of us all hang out with friends who are fucking assholes all the time.
Yeah, because if you watch that Mr. Rogers doc, if you scored it to dramatic music, right, it would take a hard 180 where you're just like, oh, fuck.
If you play dark
then,
music behind that?
And you keep, me personally, because I didn't know how it ended, I kept waiting for like the, you know, that door to open, and it was just like, and then he touched that kid.
Yeah,
you know?
But it never happened.
Never happened. And I was like, he did this for 50 fucking years.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a difference between loving kids, you know, Mr. Rogers style, and loving kids Michael Jackson style. There's like I guess it's just a V in the road.
100%.
Bar of separation there.
But how he would talk to people in puppets, you know, and they start zooming in on that, and I was like, here it comes. Here it comes, you know, like as soon as...
I don't trust anybody with puppets.
I don't either.
No.
No, that is a... Yeah, yeah, no.
No, except those puppetry of the penis guys.
No, puppets.
You ever seen that thing?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas now.
You know what? You know,
yeah, they're in Vegas now, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm a real big fan of? Tiny Christian Bale playing Batman. But now he's in Justice League.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Superman's like,
baggy
dude,
suit.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you,
We've
bro?
Got to go, yeah. Batman. Come on.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't go.
We interrupt this podcast to give you a very special announcement about boners.
Okay, cool. I'll talk about dicks, boners, soft dicks, hard
Guys
dicks.
Are terrible at taking care of their health, whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse. Guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. Look, I'm guilty of it myself. I try to pick up an entire mountain on my own. No bigs, got a little hurt, didn't see the doctor. But the same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online.
Treat your boner.
Roman is a one-stop shop where licensed U.S. physicians can diagnose ED and ship medication right to your door.
Ooh, dick doctors.
With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy.
You can stay in the closet.
You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/DrinkinBros, fill out a brief medical onboarding, chat with a doctor, and get FDA-approved erectile dysfunction meds delivered right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging.
Come on, little guy. What are you waiting for?
Guys, go online, get checked out by a doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really easy, so take care of it.
Yep, we're still talking about hard dicks.
For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/DrinkinBros. That's GetRoman.com/DrinkinBros for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/DrinkinBros to help your boner.
Get there.
I'm gonna shoot.
Get there.
I'm gonna shoot.
Get there.
I'm gonna shoot.
Could you imagine Tom Hanks from Castaway like being in the movie The Terminal? It would just look like LA every day.
It would be stock standard LA.
It was just nothing in the movie.
Or
would
you
even
switch
be a movie.
It like big. So when he gets bigger, he's that homeless man with the fucking beard from Castaway. And
am I
like,
the only person who finds big super creepy?
No.
Because he talks to like kids like he's a kid, but like and he flirts with girls, but he's a kid.
All I kept thinking
he's
when
like,
I watched
totally,
that,
like kiss you if I could. And I'm like, ugh. You're 12.
Well, all I kept thinking so when I watched it, though, was he was lucky. Like I was like, fuck, he got to fuck that hot girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's probably why he got AIDS.
From Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, so you like watching movies in succession with the same actor to like, you know, kind of dream what the cycle might look like.
Right, right.
So I think that. But I don't have to watch the movies back to back. I just think that, like, goddamn, can you believe Christian Bale was that skinny? Now he's fucking Batman. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
He gained all that weight because I remember when. What did he sound like?
Oh.
Can't do it.
By the way, Tom Hanks, Harry met Sally in Philadelphia. Yeah. And he meets her and he's got AIDS.
Yeah.
She's just cool with it the whole time. And it's just like
sleepless in Seattle.
And then you got mail too. You've got mail, gave her AIDS. Tom Hanks has been giving people AIDS for fucking years
for
now.
For years.
He's got to be stopped.
You know his thing? He's on Twitter. He's actually big on Twitter and he's actually hilarious. Everything he writes as a sign off is Hanks. H-A-N-X. So, like, I'll be like, hey, man, hope everybody's having a great day out there. Hanks out. Like, he's in on the joke.
H-A-N-X.
Yeah.
So is that like funny, dude. Is it like Seacrest out or what?
No, it's just Hanks. So he's abbreviated his last name because he thought it was hilarious.
By one letter.
Yeah, by one letter. And he goes, this is what we have to do on Twitter because of how many characters it is. Like, Tom Hanks is still funny, man. Like, he's still got it.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch was amazing.
Fuck you, Turner and Hooch.
Wait, so the
good
new one?
Movie.
What? No.
There's a new Turner one? And Hooch? What?
Yeah.
Not a new one?
There's not a new one.
Oh, no. That's, what's it called? Hooch and something else with The Rock and Statham.
Oh,
Never mind. My bad.
You're talking about the Fast and Furious spinoff.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
With the dog?
Yeah, the dog. Yeah.
This is not your room.
I can see you being a real big Hooch fan.
I'm a fan of the dog.
I think Hooch would have been better than Vin Diesel in those Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, so do I.
You just replaced.
Replace. Like, the dog
if,
from Turner and Hooch.
What if an editor just replaced all of Vin Diesel's scenes with Hooch?
Oh, my God. Paul Walker, when they drive off and they look at each other, and it's just Hooch turning toward Paul Walker. And then they drive
tried
off.
So hard to that part. Way more. It would have been like Homeward Bound times a million.
Yeah. You combine Air Bud and Fast and Furious. You have a golden retriever that can street race.
That's now you're speaking my language. Now you're speaking my fucking language, dude.
What the fuck?
Like, we should pitch this movie. Let's just go into a meeting. All right. Picture Air Bud. Picture Fast and Furious. Merge them together.
But we put it on like
Fast and Bud.
It's just, it'd be a TV network where it's like all of your favorite movies got, you know, it's called Hooched. You know, and it's just like you've been hooched. And every movie, the lead character is Hooch, and it just replaces
Family Matters. And instead of Urkel, it's Hooch.
It's Hooch, yeah, yeah. Instead of Jennifer Aniston and Friends, it's Hooch. It's like, oh, sweet.
Ross is in love with Hooch.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we were on a break.
You know, it's sad to say, with this country, it would probably be the number one most watched network in America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, shit's getting so fucked up now. It doesn't really matter anymore.
It would be that and porn sites. That's it.
Well, look, porn sites are getting more and more amazing. I think the turn in porn sites, and since you're wearing a Pornhub, we'll go there.
Okay.
Pornhub has made the biggest switch where they're monetizing.
Right.
So like
they're creating user channels.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, to me, the porn's gotten better.
Oh, 100%. People are creative. People are more creative than the directors making porn.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think that could nuke out the industry?
Oh, 100%. And it's really has affected. Like, my friends who, like, do porn and are in the industry, they straight up said, like, the people who direct porn and the porn companies, like Vivid and all these other companies, they're drowning. And the internet is just destroying them because now a couple can go out and buy a really nice camera for $2,000 and make just as good quality porn as, you know, all these other companies are shooting that have millions of dollars, and they can upload it themselves within an hour at home.
Yeah.
So and they're getting just as many views as these huge companies.
Even more. I mean, who is the person we were talking
Lindsay
about?
Lindsay Love.
Lindsay Love. Yeah. So her and her husband, I mean, she's like 22 years old or 23 or whatever. I mean, some of their videos are 9.8, you know, 12 million views. Yeah. And it's like, you would probably never make that amount of money doing real porn, right?
Not at all.
And
not
it's it just gets it's just a direct deposit in your bank account.
One of the highest paid porn stars right now for a solo scene, you're looking at $1,200. For, you know, a girl on girl scene, you're looking at $2,000. You know, for a guy girl scene, you're looking anywhere from $3,000 to $3,500. That's if you're one of the top porn stars. If you're one of the lower girls, you're looking for a boy girl scene, probably $1,500.
Shit.
And that's if you don't do anal. If you do anal, it's maybe $2,000.
God damn,
man. And that's for being on set for 12 hours a day.
Yeah, fuck that. Just upload it yourself.
And if you're a guy, that's for girls. If you're a guy, you maybe make $300.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's why most male porn stars end up doing gay porn. Because you verse $300 for one scene versus if you do a gay porn scene, you'll get $3,000.
I've always wondered why you did it. Now we have our answer. Like,
me?
It was just more money. Just more money for you.
Oh. Imagine skinny Christian Bale dressed in a Batman costume doing gay porn.
Getting butt fucked, but it's baggy. The costume's baggy. Real baggy.
And the cape's like, just barely hanging like to the side.
Yeah. And then they're in a long-term relationship, and the guy's waiting for him to get dressed. He's like, come on, Batman, get your fucking clothes.
And his dick's tired. His dick's real sleepy, and it's just saggy. Like, he's lost so much weight that his dick skin is just hanging over. Like, God damn it, man. How much weight did you lose in your dick?
I don't know.
He has to hold his arms up so enough blood gets to his cock.
Oh, God.
I can't stop thinking about Air Bud driving a fucking car right now.
Oh, my God. It's so
I'm going to picture Paul Walker just staring over at Air Bud all day.
That's all. Yeah, or Hooch. I like Hooch. I'm a big Hooch.
Hooch is
like
a funnier looking dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If Hooch replaced all of Vin Diesel, like Triple X, there was a lot of stunts in Triple X where he's jumping out of planes and shit. What if it was just Hooch just jumping out of the plane, pushing this dog out of that
Hooch
car?
Hooch could have done it.
Yeah, Hooch could have done it.
What if Hooch replaced Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain?
Ah. What if he replaced...
Dog fucking jokes.
Yeah. Then it'd be real different. That dog would have been fucking Jake Gyllenhaal.
That movie is not about fucking. It's about love. Okay?
It is. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Interspecies erotica. Come on.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I was lied to about that film. It is nothing like City Slickers at all.
No, nothing at all. Nothing, you know. Daniel Stern's not even in it.
Imagine City Slickers, where instead of the old cowboy, it's Hooch.
It's a douche.
Or it's skinny Batman.
What does your girlfriend do? Is she a porn star?
No.
Normal chick?
Just a normal girl, yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
She actually saw me online on one of Mike Busey's Instagram posts, and she kind of like stalked me down. She thought I was a fat, attractive man.
No way.
Yeah. And she just started like searching me online and stuff. And then she was like, why are all these naked girls around him? I don't think I should talk to him. And then she ended up hitting me up.
What's the situation with her? Is she cool with all the shit you do online?
Yeah, she has. I mean, she has to be, because like I've been doing this like before I met her, and I'll probably be doing it, you know, till I die.
That's really funny. You know, I had to unfollow you, by the way, on Instagram.
Why?
I was out in public. I just kept getting nuked by your videos out in public. Because you know when you first open up Instagram, you don't know who you're going to get or where it's at. And it was always you screaming with some half topless chick. I was sitting in the DMV.
Nice.
Oh, it just blasted out the DMV. And I'm like, oh, fuck. You know when you're diving for the volume button? Yeah. You're just like, I can't find this.
I just let it play.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't.
You better be glad I used to troll people so hard. I would hold the phone close to my face, and I would have the black screen that says play volume very high. And all it would be yelling into it. It'd be like, this person holding this phone loves gay anal porn. Loud as shit.
Really?
So, yeah, and I would troll people that way. So wherever they were,
it would play that
at top level. And I would just say fucked up shit. Like gay anal porn or clown buffing. I'd say all kinds of
I'm a
of
good fan of an old-fashioned
clown buffing. So the other one was at the pediatrician in the weight room. And I was just like, oh, Charlie, I can't. Oh, fuck. And it's one of those, my wife looked at me and she was like, bro, you got to stop following people like that. And I was like, I'm sorry. And I always said, next time I saw you, I was going to tell you and just be honest with you. Because if you ever wonder, like, oh, man, why is that person unfollowing me every time I'm out in a public place? Boom, titties in my face, dude. Why won't you suck this dick on one of your videos? And I'm just like, oh,
I usually
shit.
Know why people unfollow me. So, I mean, I can't hate on it.
You have one of the best Instagram. How many followers do you have now?
I'm almost at like 400,000 on Instagram.
Shit. Man. What are you at on Facebook now?
Facebook's like 1.9 million.
God damn it, man. Nice.
What about, you can't tell on Snapchat, but how do you do over there?
Snapchat's pretty good. I do probably about 100K views on Snapchat.
Yeah, is awesome. Let me ask you this. Is Snapchat dying?
No, Snapchat's definitely not dying. Snapchat's one of those things that it goes up and down like with updates. You know, they update something, everybody's like, oh, I hate this update, and they'll be off it for a month, and then they come right back. It's still teetering like, you know, like third or fourth place as most used app. And plus, seeing how Facebook's about to buy it, it's about to become another juggernaut.
You think they will?
Oh, they're already in talks with buying it.
No, I don't.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do it because of antitrust stuff. Like they've been swallowing up too many social media companies.
Yeah, they're
lately.
They're talking about breaking Facebook up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about breaking them up. But like, I think they want to buy it.
It's going to be one of the things. Like the left hasn't been able to get any traction on anything they've been trying to do lately, and this is something they might actually be able to accomplish. So I think Facebook might be in a little trouble right now.
Yeah,
with some of that stuff, but we'll see what I don't really give a fuck what happens.
No, I wish there was something else that would pop up.
Well, it would be
Facebook.
Cool. Like no, new, it would be like nice. Like if website, Florida, if Florida actually starts making headway with this suit that they started filing what last week about them censoring certain things, then and if they break this up, I mean, if in 2 years we would not have to worry about accounts getting deleted because we're on one side or the other, that would be awesome.
Wait, yeah. Florida wants to censor certain things?
No, they want to suing Facebook. Yeah. The state of Florida is saying that they hyper censor conservative right leaning posts.
Oh,
which is true. I mean, we've known it for a long time.
I wouldn't say it's conservative, but definitely gun related stuff for sure.
Oh, I've had gun related posts pull off my Facebook.
Yeah,
for sure.
And they,
yeah.
Like Kirill's fucking Instagram just got nuked last week. Do you see that shit?
Oh, it got taken down.
Yeah.
And for 30 days?
No, it's for good right now, but he's trying to get it back. But he's been posting the same shit forever.
He put straight up
fucking
nudity on his
For fucking years, dude. Yeah. But like the last couple of months, he's been getting more and more political. That's the only thing I've really seen change about his page, to be
for
honest.
For who? Which party?
He's a conservative guy.
Okay, gotcha.
For the most part. But he doesn't like endorse candidates or anything. He's just like, hey, I like this conservative thing.
Yeah,
it's funny to me or whatever.
Where is it all based? it's all based in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
All those
yeah.
people are huge, progressive, left-leaning. So, of course, the trigger pullers, at the end of the day, the people behind the mice, when they're going through and looking at this stuff, they're just pushing their own personal, oh, I have the power to nuke this. I'm just going to do it. What are they going to do about it? Email us?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of those things where you look at Kirill and you're like, hey, man, is it worth it at the end of the day? Because didn't he quit his job and life and all of that shit just to do parties and shit? And he yeah. was basically famous off of Instagram. Now your business is gone. Like, it's,
well, I mean,
it's pretty crazy.
He still books. He makes most of his money on parties. Like, if you've followed his page for a while.
I right? have, but how do you promote your parties then?
There's all kinds of other. He has other pages. He has friends. There's fucking Snapchat.
Okay.
There's all. His private Snapchat is really good too. So,
is it really?
Yeah.
Does he go hardcore?
He goes harder on Snapchat than he does.
Because you can, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want over
what
there.
What about porn? I heard porn stars are moving over to Snapchat charging.
Right. Snapchat's trying to shut it down though.
They are.
Yeah, because they can't make money off of it. And if they can't make money off of it, they don't want it.
Gotcha. Because yeah. that was with Tumblr. Like, dude, the numbers finally came in for Tumblr when they pulled porn.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, my God. They were down 53%.
Yeah, Tumblr will be dead soon.
Traffic was down 53%.
Are they regretting their decision yet?
So we did a little research on this to try to find out if they were and why and all that other stuff. Here's what some close friends of ours came back with. They said that they had to pull the porn because there was some child pornography that was also posted. And some of it was mixed in on all of these other pages. And to go back and try to censor all of this shit, you had to just nuke porn all at once rather than try to, you know, go through and say, oh, this porn's okay.
Reddit is the same way. The way those sites are coded and 4chan would be the same because they're anonymous. They're key-based. So all the content you can push anonymously all the time you want if you want to. So to go in and delete individual posts and stuff like that, it requires a very, like a Herculean effort to do stuff like that.
Yeah, because
Which is bad programming, in my opinion. Right. You should fix that, but I mean, what their solution is to nuke the whole fucking thing.
When that shooting happened last week in New Zealand, Matt and I were, we didn't see the video or see what, we were trying to just see what the guy looked like.
Yeah.
And 4chan was shut down for about 48 hours. It just said 402 error, and I thought that was impossible.
Yeah.
But that video, they were trying to rip that down. Because, I mean, it was a 17-minute video of this fucking dude. I was unaware because we were sleeping, so I didn't hear about it until the next morning. But I was unaware that he went live and did all this shit live. I mean, how long until they start banning live videos on all these platforms?
Well, I mean, there was that one guy who went in Walmart and shot his wife on Facebook yeah. Live, right?
Yep.
Shot his
yeah. wife that on was Facebook in, Live. God, where was that? Was it North Carolina or something?
When did that
happen?
That happened.
I didn't hear about
year?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one, the news reporter. Remember the guy shot the news reporter
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
On,
that black
on live.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if they'll eventually just disable the live feature altogether. You don't think so, huh?
No.
It makes them too much money.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too. Yeah. But it's going to cause people to do more and more fucked up shit live just because you can get a reaction.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an immediate audience, too.
A YouTuber just got arrested in Canada. For she was on a 27th story balcony, and the chairs that are on the balcony
yeah.
on her live feed, she threw them off the balcony.
Bro. Yeah, into the freeway.
Into the freeway.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she got arrested.
So she got
that.
Arrested
really
for that, but she
stupid.
Did it just for her live feed. And I'm like, you know, you could sit there and talk to people, right? You don't have to commit heinous crimes on your live feed.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Somebody could have died.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
went in between the cars on the highway, but what the fuck, man?
I mean, people do dumb shit for views nowadays. I mean, I get it.
God. I mean, the YouTubers, the husband and wife, he shot her through the phone book. Or she shot him through the phone book.
I mean, I understand jackass shit. There's a difference between tasing yourself in the balls and then, like, throwing chairs off a 27-story balcony into traffic.
Oh, let's pull the pin off this grenade.
Let's play hot potato with this live grenade. Like, no, fuck that.
Oh, man.
I've never been that, like, desperate for views. Be like, I'm going to have to fucking cut my hand off. Fuck. Views are down this week. Never needed this pinky.
Countdown.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Gonna have to fuck a cat. God damn it.
Yeah. Oh,
you can't say that. say that.
One guy showed us somebody cutting off his own penis the other day.
Yeah, the Pain Olympics?
Yeah, that's a BME.
Oh,
you've
never
Olympics.
Seen the Pain Olympics?
Yeah, dude. I've seen that. So I'd seen one of those videos. I was unaware that was a whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the... Do you know that world very
well?
Yeah,
that was like back in 2003,
maybe. I used to watch the Pain Olympics religiously.
Shut the fuck up.
There was a guy who poured hychloric acid on his own dick, and you just watched it melt away for like 15 minutes.
No! Was he screaming?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Was it a website?
Yeah, it's a website. It used to be on E-Bombs World. Oh, and my God. It was people submitting videos of the most painful stuff. One guy like Hitachi'd his own penis and then chopped it up and fried the meat, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm done.
It's one of those things, once you know about it, you're like, Pain Olympics is on. I'm not going to watch that. That's fucking horrible. And then you're like, I'm going to miss something. And then fuck. you don't want next day everybody around the water cooler would be like, did you guys see that guy fry his dick? You'd be like, no, I was watching fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I was watching Marge Madness. I didn't see that guy hibachi his own cock.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
yeah. Man. He made it into a fucking onion volcano. just lit it on fire and just stared at it and said, oh.
I'm glad we ended right back up here.
Baggy Batman.
Dude, we're filming this.
That's all I want to see.
Costume this week
is
this
Christian
weekend.
Bale.
You're gonna be out on the porch.
We could just order you like a 5X Batman costume, yeah. So it's super loose,
just super baggy, just walking down Hollywood Boulevard, just sad as shit.
You know, if we go down, honestly, if we go down to Fremont in Vegas, we may just see that.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys
just
in the
sad
DVD
Batman.
Because you don't
sad
know.
Batman.
Some of those guys are wearing Batman costumes that are like six generations of Batman old. Like, yeah. Bro, you got to update that costume, brother.
Man, if you go down to Hollywood Boulevard, so all those guys are out right in front of Grauman's.
Yeah.
All the superheroes are out there. They fucking stink. Those outfits stink.
Oh, the Elmo's the worst.
Yes.
You can see like the grodiness on him. He's got black on the end of the red hair.
Let's go steal a fire truck and blast these guys. It's like a public service, right?
Yeah. The guy who plays Johnny Depp, I got a photo with him last time I was here. He was legit. He stunk. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, sure. When you say legit, awful. You mean he stunk?
He really looked
because
like Johnny Depp.
Because I feel like Johnny Depp probably doesn't smell that great.
He stinks.
No, he probably stinks as well.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
He looks
like
a guy that doesn't smell great.
No, he doesn't. And by the way, he's suing now Amber Heard for $100 million.
The $100 million that he gave her?
Yes. He claiming he was physically abused.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's
broken
and
now,
he's got pictures of it. Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
It is and it isn't. Like that Rolling Stone article, I read everything that he had bought, and it was essentially Nick Caged himself, where he was just buying fucking, you know, weird artworks.
Yeah,
and
but why do you need 15 houses?
Yeah, you had like 17
houses.
Is he
still broke? Can he sell some of this shit?
So that's what his people were saying. So like he sold his yacht to J.K. Rowling, you know?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dumbledore, gay as fuck.
Yeah. Did you read
Have
that?
Have you seen this? So J.K. Rowling has just been coming out and saying stuff about characters that was never in any of the books. Like, oh, by the way, Dumbledore was gay. Like, she's trying to, like, take figure that people respect.
Back.
But, like, dude, who gives a shit?
Yeah, what does that matter?
No one cares
Me
if he was gay or not.
Yeah, and why
what
not?
What is she going to say next?
If you're an author.
Harry ate ass is what
exactly,
she's going to say.
Yeah.
Harry Potter runs anonymous.
Quidditch was the name of his dick. That was the name of Harry Potter's dick, Quidditch.
Like, why say shit like that? Write it in the fucking book.
Ian,
you know what I'm saying? Don't say it like 2 years later, you know?
Ian,
in your head.
Ian,
I thought this character as a gay man.
Ian McKellen is a real human being. Everybody loves him. He's actually a human being that's gay. Just talk about him.
Yeah, just talk about Ian McKellen sucking dick.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I love that scene from...
Detailed stories of him.
I love that scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Mac is like, Ian McKellen is gay. Do you think he goes home and he plays a wizard in a movie. Do you think he goes home and blasts laser beams into his boyfriend's asshole? Have you ever seen that?
Probably.
It's fucking funny as shit, dude.
Probably does.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is one of the best shows that's ever been on television.
Yeah. Charlie gained weight for that whole season.
No, Mac, yeah.
Mac.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Fat Mac. Season 7, it's great. It's amazing.
The best.
I think the best episode still to me is when he jumps out of the van and he's like, wild card,
bitches.
jumps out, man. The show's so good.
Sick.
It's so good. Why am I picturing Voldemort like, I'm picturing Voldemort.
Baggy Batman, bro.
As Christian Bale.
Yeah.
What about Voldemort, but it's Hooch?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
You just got hooched. That would be so good. You just watch. You watch you normal
realize,
movies.
You realize what we just set ourselves up for, right?
We can. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a wave of air Photoshop.
You just got hooched.
Of hooch in these famous movie situations.
Or on bodies like us at parties and shit with like, it's my arm around you, but you're hooch. Yeah. You just got hooched.
You just got hooched. I hooched you, motherfucker. Yep. I hooched you.
And then all you hear in the background is, baggy Batman, dude.
Baggy
126.
Batman.
126 pound Batman just chilling out.
Oh, man.
I think we just made a couple of new
could
t-shirts
you imagine,
today.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, I could only imagine that Batman fighting, like, if the Dallas Buyer Clubs was the Joker. Oh, that'd be good. Oh, that'd be so good. Just skinny Batman and skinny Joker going at it.
Can you give me a Joker, Matthew McConaughey playing the Joker?
Matthew McConaughey playing the Joker. Yeah. What's a famous line from the Joker?
Oh,
why so serious?
Why so serious, yeah.
Why so serious?
We need to reshoot these scenes. Is it painted up? Like, fully painted up?
But fully painted up as the Joker and it's McConaughey?
Why so serious?
Why so serious? And that's his laugh instead. You're just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Why am I afraid of the Joker?
Dude, Joker McConaughey demasculating, baggy skinny Batman.
Yeah.
Shitting out of shape. Go there. You're going to show up.
Batman, man. You look a little frail down there. Oh!
You got to tuck the shoulders.
You need to start working out those traps. I've tried. Like, he's so weak, he just can't hold any part of himself.
And
he
walks like a praying mantis at that point.
And then it just cuts back, and he goes, "You just got hooched." They've replaced the fucking head of Batman with hooch, and it's just hooch on a skinny, frail Christian Bale body. You just got hooched, man.
I was really hoping that Robin would swing in and just be hooch. That's what I was hoping for so bad.
Hooch just parachutes in.
Yeah, if there's any network out there who's currently having trouble in the ratings, just take every movie on your network and hooch it.
It's baggy Batman just getting wrecked with hooch on a leash.
Yeah. Just imagine him trying to hold this microphone. With that, let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, shall
we? Who is it, Charlie?
Charlie, who do we got? Drinking Bro of the Week, somebody that has inspired you. Could be Pornhub. Who's the owner of Pornhub? Who's that guy? You ever met him?
No, I've never met the owner of Pornhub.
Man, that'd be dope.
The owner of Pornhub is a company from Toronto.
I actually don't know the owner of
From
Pornhub.
The 666666.
I don't know. Who's the Drinking Bro of the Week?
Somebody who's inspired you, somebody who's helped you, somebody
your
who's...
Your gay friend that always gets real graphic about sex life with you. I mean, who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
I do. Guilty.
Hello.
Guilty.
I'd probably say the Drinking Bro of the Week, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
It was just 316, baby. It was just 316.
All right.
Fucking love Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What was that one movie he was in? God damn it. Was it The Expendables? Was he in The Expendables?
He was in Expendables. But he was in a movie.
If he was in the Longest Yard,
he was in the Longest Yard. He played with a guard.
The Condemned.
God, that movie was great.
I just want to see him hooched in the Longest Yard. Just cut out his head.
You got hooched.
You got hooched.
Here's what we'll do. We'll go to YouTube and find a compilation of all of his fucking wrestling stuff. It'll just be him standing up in the corner of the ring, clanking fucking Coors Lights together and shit.
Into a hooch mouth?
No, we'll hooch him every time.
We'll hooch him. We'll just Photoshop.
It'll be like 16 straight hours of Stone Cold Steve Austin getting hooched.
Let's get maybe that's the game. Get everybody in Drinking Bros to just hooch Stone Cold Steve Austin and tag him on Instagram.
Until he comes on the show.
Twitter and he's like,
what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is going on? What's hooched?
Stone Cold Hooch Austin.
Stone Cold.
We'll make the fucking. We'll make an Instagram account called Stone Cold Hooch
Austin, dude. And it's just him doing epic shit as Hooch. Yeah. Yeah. Hooch. And then underneath it just says, "You got hooched." Charlie, man, thanks for being on the show.
Most definitely.
It was a pleasure as always, dude. You're
always
a funny fucking
time.
Dude, brother.
It's always a good time.
Thanks, man. For Jared Taylor, D'Anthony Holloway, Charlie Classic. Well, where can everybody follow you again?
Instagram is Charlie Classic. It's one word. And Snapchat is Charlie, the letter B, N-A-R-L-Y. So Charlie B. Gnarly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone. Good night. Yeah.